A bankruptcy court judge today gave the go-ahead for a request from Freedom Communications to have their assets sold to Digital First Media. That means the Orange County Register and Riverside Press Enterprise will now be owned by the company that publishes the LA Daily News. Digital First was not the highest bidder. Tribune Publishing, owner of the LA Times, was. But the U.S. Justice Department sued to block that move, citing antitrust concerns. It's yet another chapter in the long-running drama of the LA Times and its attempt, to cover Orange County. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us as we continue our coverage for this week's KCRW Orange County line coverage of the Orange County Register being sold to another company. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First of all, what does this mean for journalism and the coverage of news, news of record in Orange County?
That's going to be really interesting. I thought Tribune, I mean, they won officially. They won the bidding. They had the highest bidding. And of course, the feds came in and said, no, it's antitrust violation. But I always figured that Tribune was going to get rid of the bad people at the Register, the people who make the paper the boring thing that it is today, and put in some good people. With Digital First, no one knows. I mean, the only thing people know about Digital First is that there's probably going to be more cuts because that's what's happened in other papers, that whether you want to call it Lang, whether you want to call it Media News or whatever, this company has always done journalism by attrition more than anything.
What is the history between the Times and the Register?
Oh, my Lord. It is the architecture critic Christopher Hawthorne on Twitter today. He called Orange County, the LA Times, as Afghanistan. And I thought that was perfect. For over 40 years, the LA Times has tried to colonize Orange County. This is going back to the days of Otis Chandler himself, the legendary LA Times owner and publisher. He created a full daily edition for Orange County for the LA Times, at one point had over 200 people in the newsroom, a humongous plant and office in Costa Mesa with the intent purpose of destroying the Orange County Register. But it never happened. You could trash it, or I could trash really the Orange County Register all I want, but kudos has to go for them for not only beating the Times in their attempted invasion, but pummeling them.
Well, pummeling them in the fact that a judge said, no, you can't do this, or at least block that deal.
That's the final punch, and one hell of a bolo punch, really. But no, I mean, the LA Times' Orange County edition, the standalone, ended effectively in 2002. The LA Times now, there's almost next to no Orange County reporters. And yeah, they have a couple of papers in Orange County, the Huntington Beach Independent, the Daily Pilot. But, the Times came in with grand ambitions to cover Orange County and beat the Register in covering Orange County, and it just never happened. And, back in the 90s, it was a legendary newspaper war, and the LA Times Orange County edition had a lot of great alumni. The current editor and publisher, Devon Maharaj, the Washington Post editor who was the editor of the Boston Globe during the sex abuse scandal, Marty Baron. These were all talented people that came out of Orange County, but the Times just could never crack OC.
You characterized this move to me in an email, Gustavo, as akin to being nuked by Bulgaria or being nuked by Russia.
What the hell was I saying?
I was like, wow. Is the OC Register getting nuked here? Is that what you're trying to say? That either way, it's just not a good deal for this newspaper?
The employees at the Register knew that changes were going to come, but they would rather have the changes by the devil they don't know rather than the devil they know. The LA Times, they despise the Los Angeles Times. I mean, really, they are so happy that Tribune did not buy them, but the future is uncertain for Digital First. Who knows? Maybe they will invest into them, but given that their previous owner, Aaron Kushner, did that and then just leveled the newspaper, I feel for the people at the Register. Look, I say a lot of things about the Register, but I will give them credit where credit's due. At least they were able to beat the LA Times one final time, but the future really looks uncertain for them.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.